This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution about the indictment of former President Donald Trump. And we spoke in particular of, in the courtroom, is it relevant, is it useful, is it effective to raise the what about Hillary Clinton, what about Joe Biden remarks to the jury? Richard's answer is complicated and anticipatory of just that in the trial, when and if there is one. Here's Richard.
The question that they're going to try to raise, at least in the background, is this a selective prosecution? Are they going after him when they didn't go after Hillary Clinton, who engaged in much more serious
prosecution? Is that pertinent to a jury to talk about events many years ago?
We don't know. It's always pertinent to somebody to talk about it. And it may even be the source of emotion, but generally speaking, it's not a winning argument, although it's a relevant argument, because otherwise you say somebody else got favorable treatment, the criminal justice system comes to an end. So I don't think it's a kind of a long-term winner, but if you're before a jury and you want to constantly do this, if you can basically question the motivation of the prosecution, when they go into the jury room, that may have some kind of influence on that. It could be even on sentencing, guilt. Maybe you knock out the conspiracy charges, you soften the conviction on something. Everything like that which is relevant does not have any clear legal place in the system. But when you're dealing with a jury, they're impressionable, and these things start to matter. You try to keep them sequestered from this, and the judge may say nothing about any other cases there. But one of the things that did Hillary in politically was that, in fact, everybody realized it was favoritism. The thing that's still utterly astonishing to me is the hands-off treatment that she got in 2015. She should have been indicted for what she had done.
I'm John Batchelor.